Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
If you enjoy the Red Men podcast, then we have got more Red Men podcasty goodness for your ears. And now, as an alternative to RedMenPlus.com, you can subscribe to Red Men Plus podcast directly through Spotify. Yep, you just go through Spotify, pay them directly instead of us. It means the same thing, except you get access to the podcast in Spotify directly. Get involved. Extra Red Men podcast each and every week.
Good evening. Evening, everyone. Would you like to go first?
Yeah. Emotions. We lost. That says, I think, everything about him. Expectable emotions. Sorry? Louder? Oh.
No, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. Very disappointed about the result. That's it.
Did you get what you criticized the attitude of the team before? No. Did you get the same?
No. I don't think that's a question you have to ask, to be honest, because you saw both. If you saw both games, the difference couldn't be bigger. It's a game where everything was clear, everything was on the table, it was not 100% clear what United will do. That's how they started the game. Were they more aggressive than us in the beginning? Probably yes. But it was a different game. It was exactly the game United wanted to play. That's, of course, you can say our fault, if you want. In the beginning, that was wild, up and down, and these kind of things. And then they have their chance with where they hit the post, then they score the goal. And then we took over more or less, played then exact to the final pass or final decision we played like we should have played. It's now against so many legs in the defense. It's not easy that you create now every 20 seconds a new chance, but we had a lot of moments in the box. We were unlucky after a set piece, I think. I have still no idea how the ball didn't go in, but that's how it is. Completely hypothetical, but we all know how football games look when you have such an aggressive start, such a bright start, if you wanted, and we would have scored there, but didn't. But show the boys anyway. Couple of situations from the first half where we did exactly what we had to do, where we played in their formation, where when we found Bobby, then how Harvey was open, how Hendo Milly were open these moments, how we then could get in the box, show the two wingers where we wanted them more often coming in behind the center halves, things like this where we were a bit too long, too wide. So that if we want 1-0 down, but rather positive half time, getting out, one again, bit of wild start if you want. But we are in the game now, really in the game. And then we concede a second. That's not helpful. And that obviously created a special atmosphere here. When we scored our goal, which I think we absolutely deserved in this game, but it was slightly late. So we had before moments where the hair top saves, and again, but they blocked our shots, these kind of things. And that's then the, yeah, these are the facts. Now we lost 2-1 because time ran out and we had not the clear-cut chances in the last 2-3 minutes anymore because the watch just ran down without real football because of different situations.
Are you worried that there's anything in the team that needs to be fixed, or is this start of the season just kind of down to circumstances, players out, maybe bad start?
Worried about what, sorry?
Are you worried that there's any issue in the team that needs to be fixed, anything big, or is it just...
I realize now I didn't even see it, but I think now it's about an argument on the pitch or whatever, but we're shouting at each other, these kind of things. I was a football player my whole life. That would be, we don't have any kind of issues.
Well, I mean, in the team.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I know not any kind of issues in the team like this. That nobody's happy after you lose a game is completely normal. But no, that this is not an explanation, not an excuse or whatever. It's all fine there on this department.
John, look back.
Jürgen, was Fabinho on the bench? Your choice, was it physical? Was it physical?
We have to make... we have, in a moment, 5 senior midfielders. So, and we have to start with 3. Could start with 2 if we would have more attackers, but we have only 3 attackers. So it means we have to start with 3 and then we change during the game. And it's like how we want to start and how we want to change. We have to think before the game, and that's the only reason for it. This is not the story of the game as well. It's just a decision for this game.
Paul Joyce?
Yeah, was Rami injured today?
No, yesterday.
Yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yes, yesterday.
It's not, we need further assessment, but doesn't look like tomorrow, that is tomorrow in training, but we need further assessment. It's just Sunday, yesterday, and maybe I have no more tomorrow, I don't know.
You had an animated conversation on touchline Bruno Fernandes to see what happened then. What was that about?
No, it was not animated. It was the most harmless conversation I ever had with a player who was as emotional as I maybe was. It was the situation with the center half, Martinez, when he went down for an awful tackle. It was obviously nothing. He made a bit of it, and then he was talking to me and said, maybe if you would do the same. And I said, no. I cannot fall like this, but it was all fine. After the game, he told me he needs these kind of conversations. I said, okay, then it's all fine, then use me.
Yeah, it's only 3 games and it's August, but how easy is it to sort of ignore the table at the moment?
I'm not sure if you ignore it, but if you want to be a bit pervert, then you look at it. It's obviously not. It's not the nicest thing to look at. That's clear. But it's our situation. Look, we can talk about all the things, but in the end, I saw tonight a game. So during the week, it's not easy, because we have 15 senior outfield players, I think, in training. That's obviously not cool, but for the game tonight, I like the lineup. Saw good performances as well tonight as well. We were obviously not good enough to win the game, but I think we all know that if we score here in any situation, the equalizer, it would not be the biggest surprise in the world. So it's a deserved draw after a start where United looked sharper than us, but that was not too long. And in the situation, I think a little bit, to expect in a home game. Imagine they wouldn't have fought today from the first second. That would have been an interesting situation. So, but they did. Our situation is how it is. Not perfect, but good enough to play better tonight. And I think our situation is good enough that we could have won the game tonight if we would have played slightly better.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, then we've got a whole load more for you right now. Head over to redmenplus.com. You can get extra Red Men podcasts. You've got Around the League. You've got The Debate Show, Journo Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to redmenplus.com and sign up.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.